Good morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. With us today, we have Grady County Sheriff Gary Boggs. So, Sheriff, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Always good to have you on to talk about some current activities going on with the Sheriff's Office and some of the work that you've been doing. We want to thank our sponsors. They are Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma for helping us out every week. So early this week, Sheriff, you introduced or announced you're going to have a Sheriff's Reserve Academy. So that's a new program that's going to be starting.
Yes, sir. What it is to bring people that want to be reserves, don't want to do full-time work, but wants to come in as a reserve deputy police officer. This academy is for either one, for a deputy or a police officer position. They put on, I've got my staff working on this. Actually, the reserve commander, which is my wife, Carrie Boggs, mm-hmm. She's captain over the reserves. Her and Captain Terry Alexander are the ones putting this on and getting the instructors there, get it all set up. It is a task to do this.
I know the police department has a similar program. The Chickasha Police Department does.
Yes.
So this is just at the county level and maybe some of the similar training is different?
It's the exact same training. Mm-hmm. It's all CLEAT. There's a standard that CLEAT puts out that we have to abide by and go to. You know, all the training is the exact same. A police officer, a deputy sheriff, it's a peace officer. The state of Oklahoma doesn't separate except for by title just because of where you work at. So,
can you give us an idea of what some of the programs might be included, some of the instructions?
Some of the instructions, we're going to have the legal block, which is talk about all the laws. It's pretty intense. The test is a pretty rough test to take. And each phase we go through, whether it be firearms, defensive tactics, patrol techniques, custody and control, each one of them, I mean, you have traffic, working accidents, each one we have to test out of, and you have to pass each one of these blocks to continue on and to pass the academy. At the very end of the academy, you have a CLEAT standard test you have to take that the state has through CLEAT, and you have to pass it with a 70% or better.
So a lot of intense study. So
a lot.
Serious inquiries only, I guess. Yeah, on this,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. If you think that you may want to do this, you may want to look at it as separate. So, you know, yeah, you've got to want to do this and put your whole heart into this because it's not something that is going to be easy. It's not something that you might want to do and then back out of. I mean, there's a cost to the academy, and he has $300 per student. And what that does is help pay for, you know, the materials that we have to print off and the thumb drives that we give each student with the books and all the study material. You know, and we bring in certified instructors. These are actually police officers and deputy sheriffs that has years of experience and that are instructors through CLEAT to host these classes and to instruct. Matter of fact, I'll be instructing some of them. I just found out.
Okay. So. What areas specifically?
Ethics. Okay. I'll be teaching ethics and probably some of the patrol technique stuff.
Now, individuals get a sponsoring agency to pay
Yeah, you have to have a sponsoring agency to come through Reserve Academy. You can't just do it on your own. Mm-hmm. You have to have a chief or a sheriff sign off. We have a form. They have to sponsor you. And, you know, there's rules and there's policies that they have to abide by during the academy. And the sheriffs and the chiefs always check on their students to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to. We've never had any issues in the academies from the past. This is the first time since, I believe, 2017 that we've hosted an academy, so it's been about 8 years. We're going to try to do more of these, bringing people into law enforcement that want to do this, even though if it's, you know, on a reserve status, we still, just like with our reserves, they're part of the function of my office. You know, we have special events, the fairs, the watermelon festivals. My reserve deputies, they put in a lot of hours on this. Special events out at the fairgrounds.
Ice cream festival in Tuttle and
ice cream
all over
festival,
the place. Yeah.
Yes, parades, everything. You know, they're out. But also with my reserves, we have reserves that are patrol certified, which means they've been through the FTO program and they have successfully passed it. And they come out and they help us in patrol when we're shorthanded, you know, or if they want to come out and work a weekend, we invite them to come out and work a weekend and help us out taking calls.
Now, there's the vetting process, right?
There is. You don't just come in and get a car and get in a patrol. I mean, you have to make the academy. Then we have a strenuous FTO program, which is a field training officer program. You have to pass every step of it. It's four phases, and it's very intense.
Right. You have to pass a drug screening, too.
Drug screening.
And you could be tested during the academy,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Polygraph test, you got to pass it. I mean, there's several steps to this. It's not just applying and getting in there. So
now, is there going to be a set day for the academy every week, or is it going to switch off? Or
there will be. Mm-hmm. There'll be a program put out, and it hasn't been put out. They're still trying to finalize it right now. And I can't, if I sit here and told you anything, I'd be wrong because they'll change it on me if I do. But yeah, there'll be set days, and then there's going to be some Saturday that they're going to be doing also. Firearms will be up probably on Saturday. We'll take them to the range. They'll get the safety part of the firearms, the nomenclature of the firearms, and then we'll put them on the range and teach them how to shoot the guns the right way and be safe about it. So.
April 24th is the start date, I believe.
April 24th is the start date. It'll be that evening, I believe, around 5 p.m. is when it's going to kick off. I know I have it on my calendar because I have to be there.
Right.
So I'll introduce myself and invite and thank them for all being there, and I'm looking forward to it.
How many? Is there a limit to how many you can take, probably? Or
Wouldn't
want a whole 20, lot, I would guess. Really?
20 or around 20,
wow.
But I think it'll probably be less than that. We'll, if we have a class of 12 to 15, it's a good class. So I know there's been a lot of inquiries on the class through our office. So hopefully we had a good turnout. I'd like to see some more reserves out here helping with law enforcement.
Deadline to apply? April 4th, I believe.
Mm-hmm. is the deadline. So that way we can get all the paperwork processed and get it all sent through CLEAT, because everything has to go through CLEAT. We'll have a CLEAT representative assigned to this academy, and he or she will be down here making sure everything's running like it's supposed to be.
So they can go to there's a website, GradyCOSheriff.com?
That's our website. That's our webpage, and you can get the application online there.
Back on our Cool Conversation program with Grady County Sheriff Gary Bogus. And Sheriff, we know it's your big mission to get drugs out of Grady County. You just had some more recent taking out some illegal marijuana operations out there.
Yes,
and
yes, absolutely.
The numbers just keep growing.
They do. We check license if we get a report of some suspicious activity at these grows. We'll start our investigation on it. We'll check the license. And what's happening is a lot of the OMMA license have expired, and then when you check for their Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics license, then those are revoked, which means it's an illegal grow. And so we'll set our plan into place and get our search warrants, and we'll go execute them, and we're shutting them down. If they're going to try to grow illegal out here, we're going to shut them down. We're going to find them. We're going to catch them. And, I'm not going to tolerate it here.
So the most interesting one I've heard of lately was the one right here in Chickasha, over
yes.
by Old Marimon and the Gabriel Ride Control products,
yes.
just kind of right under our noses.
Yes.
Did you know that was there?
I did not know that was there until all this came down.
Yeah.
Had the fire alarm over there. We go over and find out that it's a big marijuana operation and that they weren't licensed to have that type of operation. So, of course, we did our search warrants and we went in and we shut it down. And
there was no fire.
No, there
right?
was no
yeah,
fire.
Yeah.
There was no fire. And a lot of these places, especially these commercial places, they come in, they want to put a marijuana grow in them. Well, the alarm system they have in there is not set up for that type of operation. So it's going to set alarms off sometimes. And that's what happened here. They set a fire alarm off, and Chickasha Fire and Chickasha Police responded. We responded, and through our investigations, we determined that it was an illegal grow, and so we've shut it down.
Let's turn our attention now to the fentanyl issue, and we keep hearing more and more about that. And you just recently did a little program with OETA.
Yeah, I did an interview. The death rate has went up significantly in the last year on the fentanyl because it's coming across the border. I think with the shutdown of the borders, it's going to halt some of that. It's not going to stop it. I mean, they're still going to get it across, and it's our job to try to stop it in our communities. And that's one big thing here is if you're out here and you're you're dealing fentanyl or you're dealing any kind of illegal narcotics, my narcotics unit's going to find you. We're going to catch you. We're going to do our process, and we're going to shut you down. I've been very vocal about this, and I'm not afraid to tell anybody. If you're going to be a dope dealer here in Grady County, we're going to catch you, and we're going to put you out of business.
Let's talk about the sheriff's office in general and your school resource officer program's been a big success.
It has. We have every school in Grady County has a SRO. The schools love them. The kids love them. The parents. I get nothing but compliments on our SROs. Very professional. The kids have somebody to turn to that, they feel safe. And that's what we want. We want our children to understand that law enforcement is friends for them. It keeps them safe. We had an incident here a couple of days ago where somebody was exercising their Second Amendment rights by carrying a gun out in the open, and a school went on soft lockdown, and we made contact with an individual, and he advised us that he was exercising his Second Amendment rights, which he can, and he was asked, please, try to use
that was
head.
Up in Amber, right?
That was up in Amber. Yeah. Just try to be a little bit more considerate around school areas. And I'm one that says, yes, absolutely. If Second Amendment rights, you have the right to bear arms. And, we're a constitutional carry state, and, I'm all for that. But, kind of be smart about it, please. Don't be carrying an AR-15 rifle out in the public close to a school, because you're going to grab our attention, that's for sure, and we're going to come visit. Are we going to make you put it away? We can't. And I would never violate anybody's constitutional rights, any place. So, absolutely, the SRO program has been a very big success. I try to go to a lot of the events, the sporting events, so that I can see the SROs and that the public can see me too. And I always check on our SROs. I have a captain that's over the program, which is Captain Perry Settles. He's running the program great. Matter of fact, we visit pretty much on a daily basis, just let me know what's going on, which I really appreciate that. We teach DARE classes. My SROs are DARE instructors. We actually have three that's going to school this summer to be instructors. So what I'm trying to do is get a DARE deputy in every school so that we can teach kids, the right things about drugs and keeping them away from that kind of stuff.
Sheriff, anything else you'd like to share about some things we might not be aware about in the sheriff's office? So
we're growing. We're growing.
Doing, yeah.
Yeah, we're growing. And my biggest thing is I want to make sure the citizens out here understand that we're out here to protect them and their property. I have citizens come up to me all the time thanking me for having the deputies out here and being seen. Our crime statistics have still kept going down through the FBI statistics that we get every year. We've had some major decreases in crimes. But, that's what we're going to do. We're going to be getting out here. If people weren't trying to steal stuff, burglars, we're going to catch them when they're going to jail.
All right. Check out your Facebook page.
Absolutely.
You always have a lot of information on your Facebook page.
Absolutely. Yeah. I put everything out there. I want everybody to know what we're doing and what's going on. And, when we take down these illegal grows, this can be put on there.
All right. Sheriff, thanks a bunch. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, George.
Grady County Sheriff Gary Bogus on our Cool Conversation program today. And a big shout out to our sponsors, too, Community Bank of Oklahoma and Stainless Systems for being with us.